Dilshad Ali knows firsthand what it's like to be the problem as a young Muslim. She's a first-generation American who grew up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, not exactly a mecca of Islamic culture. But her culture clash came not with the people of her town, but with a book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
For my parents, the last straw was the dryer incident. It was my umpteenth attempt to discover a way to Narnia, or any secret magical new world. When the closets, cupboards, fireplace, and even the dreaded crawl space had failed, I figured the dryer had to be the way in. So I took the still warm clothes out of the dryer and stuck my head inside. I was going all the way. Then my mom pulled me up on my feet and gave me the tongue-lashing that I will never forget. She then confiscated my favorite series of books, The Chronicles of Narnia, as a suitable punishment. I was, am, and always will be a book lover. More specifically, a fantasy book lover. It began with The Chronicles of Narnia. Recently, I devoured the Harry Potter series, and I can't tell you how many times I've read The Lord of the Rings. But I keep returning to C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia. What was it about those books? Why were they such a lifeline for me growing up as a young Muslim girl in the decidedly WASP-oriented society of Grand Forks, North Dakota? Let's just say it wasn't easy being one of the only Muslim families in town. My brothers and I were outsiders to a certain degree. I wasn't allowed to go to co-ed parties. When I started fasting, my mother arranged for me to spend lunchtime in the counselor's office. And I had to brown bag my lunch because nothing in the cafeteria was halal. It doesn't sound like much, but these things are huge when you're a kid. But I have to hand it to my parents. They shouldered my brothers and my religious education, teaching us how to navigate Western culture without compromising Islamic principles, and generally how to be good Muslim Americans. So you think that teaching me to steer clear of boys and to embrace the tenets of our religion would have been hard enough? My parents certainly weren't prepared for my intense passion for Narnia and other classical fantasy books. I wanted an Aslan-like figure in my life. My parents wanted me to believe in Allah Almighty as my guide and protector. They were afraid I was blurring the lines between reality and fantasy. What they didn't realize, what I didn't realize, was that my search for Aslan was a way of coming to grips with the vast concept of Allah. Okay, I know that the Chronicles of Narnia are steeped in Christian allegories, but when you're a young girl, you don't see all that. Like many children, I had difficulty drumming up affection, reverence, and respect for religion. Religion was such a vague concept, plagued by lessons and rules and things that made me different. Narnia was an escape and something I knew other children also enjoyed. Narnia was spirituality to an 8-year-old mind who wanted to believe in something wonderful and promising. My parents did worry about my tendency to lose myself in books rather than playing outside. But what really mattered was that, at the end of the day, they were fine with my basic practice of Islam. That I did not understand the deeper spiritual meaning of Islam was not a big deal. My parents knew better than me that the dueling hands of my religious spirituality and love for the Chronicles of Narnia and other books would adjust itself as time marched on. And it has. I wonder how parents know these things. In a way, they never know for sure. But they teach and guide their children always, even when they become adults, and hope for the best. My parents raised my brothers and I to be good Muslims and good Americans during a time when we had no community to fall back on. Now life is different for my children. It's equally harder and easier. But I'll teach and guide my kids by drawing on the lessons of my youth. My children will be given my beloved copies of the Chronicles, as well as my well-thumbed Quran. They'll learn about their faith. They'll be encouraged to love Allah and be spiritual in their own ways. And hopefully, someday, I'll nurture their own venture into our dryer.
Dilshad Ali is the U.S. correspondent for IslamOnline.net and former Islamic editor for BeliefNet.com.